basically, I know everyone's saying like another risk management thing, but it's like what's happened today is like it's dovetailed pretty well. Like we had our nice high level distinguished panel at lunch, kind of give the big picture macro version of, you know, risk management. Now, I'm an insurance agent by trade, but what I really am is effectively the risk manager for a lot of my clients because they're not big enough to have like, how many here, who here handles insurance or has to talk about it or deal with your company? Now, how many of you guys have a team to help you? Like, no one has a team. It's like you have unwilling volunteers if they want to at all. You know, so it's like most of the time I spend my time when they get this call, basically it's like, Mark, is this covered? Is it covered? It's like, is what, okay. And so we have to go into that conversation. Well, stop for a second. Let's roll it back. And so what I always do is we have the risk management talk. And so it's the same thing as we've gone. But what I want to try to do right now is basically get a little bit more granularity about like how I have this conversation and how everything you've heard this after lunch and what Paula and Dina just talked about, which is was super for me because like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You should have in place because what am I going to do with that in the industry? And what is our industry going to penalize you for if you don't have? So I just want to give you some insight on that and just some perspective, like basically what I have to deal with. What I have to deal with is the insurance industry who wants to tell you kind of how to do your job, but doesn't want to tell you how to do it really either. But we want to say, well, you should have these things. Like, why? Well, because we think you should. It's like, well, then tell me what the procedure should be. No, we're not going to tell you that. No, you got to figure it out on your own. Just tell us you have procedures. It drives you nuts. And so a lot of times, you know, when I have this conversation, I want to hit basically the reset button. But so like I said, so basically, you know, our industry wants to make everything like five steps. It's like, no, it's too many steps. Make it three steps. A lot of this, again, is going to be redundant. But for me, it's simple stuff. It's just talking you through the conversation when I have a conversation with any one of my nonprofits. And actually, for profit as well. It's the same conversation.